Hey, I'm John, and this is your open source news Elements, sponsored by Element.fm. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 at Element.fm. Now to the news. This week, we're seeing some substantial changes shaping the future of technology, education, and AI, and each comes with important implications that are worth exploring. First up, the Linux kernel received its 6.18 update, and this one is packed with enhancements that improve stability and support for more file systems and hardware. For those who manage storage or rely on older file systems, enhanced support for HFS and HFS Plus means users have greater confidence working with legacy data on modern Linux installs. Critical fixes in this update focus on memory issues and data corruption that, while rare, could have catastrophic effects if left unaddressed. Another notable change: XFS now supports online FSCK by default, allowing real-time repairs of file systems without needing to pull the plug or take a system offline. That's great news for system administrators, who can now perform file system checks and repairs with minimal disruption to running services or databases. Updates to the Error Detection and Correction Subsystem, or EDAC, include broader driver support. Most notably, there's the addition of the new A72_EDAC driver, which boosts reliability on ARM Cortex-A72 platforms. In the power management corner, the Linux kernel's new Intel power slider for Panther Lake laptops demonstrates that performance and battery life remain at the heart of development, and added ARM-based SoC support means the kernel is keeping pace with the ever-growing ecosystem of devices, especially as ARM continues its march across desktops, servers, and embedded systems. Shifting gears, let's talk about Rocky Linux. TuxCare's announcement of expanded support here is a big deal for anyone relying on Linux for mission-critical environments. With TuxCare's reputation for reliable updates and lifecycle management, Rocky Linux users can tackle their workloads with more confidence, assured of long-term support and security fixes. This move not only shores up Rocky Linux as a strong alternative post-CentOS, but also reinforces TuxCare's ongoing commitment to supporting the open-source ecosystem at large. Of course, not all the weak stories are about pure tech. Education has raised some serious questions about trust and direction. Recent surveys report a notable dip in Americans' trust in elite universities, with only 42% expressing confidence in higher education. This marks a dramatic shift, with many now seeing higher education less as a pursuit of academic rigor and more as a potential source of ideological indoctrination. In response to this, institutions like Harvard are openly re-examining their models, going so far as to explore trade school offerings to regain public confidence. It's a fascinating pivot, acknowledging that skills-based learning and tangible career paths are vital to meeting both societal needs and student expectations. Turning the focus to AI and databases, MariaDB's version 11.8 signals a new era of integration between real-world data and artificial intelligence. If you follow the database world, you'll already know that MariaDB's latest version includes vector functions, directly designed to make it easier to store and query the kinds of data that underpin modern AI workflows. This not only bridges the gap between databases and the surging demands of AI tools, but also positions MariaDB as a leader in supporting the data-driven applications of tomorrow. The space sector's innovations don't go unnoticed either. NASA is pushing the boundaries of communications with a new lunar Wi-Fi access point. Partnering with Solstar Space, NASA aims to enhance connectivity on the moon, ensuring astronauts and robotic rovers have reliable, high-bandwidth comms while exploring the lunar surface. That's a vital step, considering how dependent modern operations are on robust wireless infrastructure, even when you're hundreds of thousands of kilometers from home. Let's not forget the growing influence of voice technology, which is transforming the way industries with highly technical or complex information communicate. By leveraging voice-driven solutions, organizations can deliver content that's more engaging, accessible, and tailored to specific sector needs. Whether in healthcare, education, or engineering, custom voice solutions mean professionals can access relevant data in ways that better suit their workflows and learning styles. Within the AI domain, the open source movement is facing new debates as the Open Source Initiative rolls out its open source AI definition, also called OSAID. As AI becomes deeply commercial and proprietary, the tension between open collaboration and the demands of profit-driven companies has become more pronounced than ever. OSI's initiative is meant to clarify what should count as open in the era of AI, a crucial step in defending the spirit of open source against practices that may erode its core. Still, the industry's reaction is mixed, with some calling for greater transparency and others for more pragmatic business models. Legal developments are never far behind tech, and this week's copyright debate shines a spotlight on headnotes, the short summaries that precede judicial opinions. Some are now contending that these headnotes, as collections of legal conclusions, shouldn't be protected by copyright, arguing their primary value lies in rephrasing official court findings for clarity. If this perspective gains traction, it could radically change how AI tools are trained for legal research and information extraction. The push for copyright reform in this context recognizes that a balance is needed, one that encourages innovation in AI while also respecting the legal profession's standards. Of course, not all pressing issues revolve around code or copyright. Environmental research is exposing new threats, especially from microplastics. Recently published findings in Osteoporosis International indicate that microplastics may have profound effects on human health, particularly by weakening bones and increasing the risk of fractures over time. These tiny particles disrupt the function of bone marrow stem cells, cells essential for bone maintenance and repair. With the buildup of microplastics now almost unavoidable in the environment, there's an urgent need to study their long-term health impacts and consider how everyday plastic use could fuel conditions like osteoporosis. AI's technical advances keep coming, with Anthropic taking center stage. Its Claude Sonnet 4.5 model demonstrated serious coding chops, autonomously developing a chat app akin to Slack, and generating over 11,000 lines of code in just 30 hours of continuous operation. This remarkable feat hints at a future where software engineering may be supercharged by AI, with new tools able to code faster, iterate quickly, and potentially reshape development workflows entirely. Developers and companies are watching closely, weighing both the productivity gains and the new questions around code ownership and quality assurance that will inevitably follow. On the gaming and compatibility front, WineConf brought news of major advances for Wine, the layer that allows Windows applications to run on Linux. The project's next major release, Wine 11.0, is targeted for early 2026 and is shaping up to include a broad range of features catering to gamers and professional users alike. Community engagement continues to be a hallmark of the project, with the open-source model driving both innovation and responsiveness to user feedback. On the subject of digital rights, this week, the Electronic Frontier Foundation urged the Virginia Court of Appeals to strengthen privacy rules around surveillance. Specifically, the EFF wants law enforcement agencies to obtain a warrant before searching data from automatic license plate readers, known as ALPRs. With the rise in high-tech always-on surveillance, this push draws attention to the need for clearer legal standards to govern how authorities access and handle sensitive location data. Protecting privacy in the digital age is more urgent than ever. Economically, we're seeing rapid digitalization accelerate online transactions as OpenAI launches instant checkout for direct purchases inside ChatGPT. This move streamlines the user experience and signals a growing trend toward integrating commerce deeply within AI-driven interfaces. At the same time, regulatory changes in the app economy are raising pressing questions about openness and competition. Google's new, stricter developer registration policies threaten F-Droid, one of the largest free and open-source app repositories, with existential risks that go right to the heart of digital distribution. F-Droid's dilemma is emblematic of a broader challenge. As mobile ecosystems become more tightly managed, alternatives to the dominant players struggle to survive. All this unfolds against the backdrop of environmental change, where research consistently warns of the ecological and health impacts of a warming planet. The first ever documented hybridization of blue jays and green jays underscores how shifting climate zones are creating unexpected and sometimes precarious intersections in the natural world. These findings highlight the unpredictability of future biodiversity and stress the importance of ongoing research and adaptability in conservation approaches. Altogether, the week's stories illustrate a period of rapid transformation, where collaboration, transparency, and a user-focused perspective are more important than ever. Whether you're a software engineer, student, policymaker, or just a curious technophile, staying on top of these evolving narratives is crucial to making informed decisions and adapting to change. If there's a single takeaway, it is this: the future is increasingly complex, but by working together across industries, disciplines, and borders, we can turn that complexity into opportunity. Thanks for listening.